Embla Books presents Unorthodox Love, written by Heidi Shertok and read by Caitlin Thorburn. Chapter 1. People will stare. Make it worth their while. Harry Winston. On the scale of catastrophic things in the world, being a 29-year-old virgin isn't that bad. It's not like losing a loved one, or getting robbed at gunpoint, or being thrown in a prison for a crime I didn't commit, or anything else that requires therapy and a good lawyer. Which is why, if tonight's date ends up being a total disaster, I'm going to be just fine. Repeat, I am going to be just fine. I will not curl into a ball on the floor and imagine dying as an old maid, then go to the kitchen and finish off a tub of ice cream. In fact, I will not even think about the cookie dough ice cream sandwich that gazes at me with seductive eyes every time I open the freezer. The light turns yellow, and my foot gently pushes the brake until a car comes to a stop. My fingers tap the steering wheel restlessly. I always feel a little sick to my stomach before a first date, and tonight is no exception. You'd think after 10 years that I'd get used to it, that the swirling motion in my gut would eventually relax, but no such luck. At least I got a great picture of my outfit to put on Instagram, with hashtags Jewish date night and modest fashion. When I first started sharing fashion trends with a modest twist on my Instagram account, it was just something fun to do with my family and friends, to share ideas of cute outfits that also flattered our figures. Because, in my opinion, modesty is sexy. But I certainly never imagined that it would grow to have the 22,000 followers it currently has, including women from all over the world. And they're not all Orthodox Jews, either. There are Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Pentecostals. It's also become a sisterhood of sorts, a safe place to talk about our struggles. Horseback riding with a skirt? You've got to be kidding me. To our praises, the dermatologist said I have virgin skin. No skin cancer here. I glance at my makeup in the rearview mirror to check that nothing smudged, then remind myself in a stern, feminist tone that I am a strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man to complete me or to notice how my eyeliner brings out the flecks of green in my eyes. But it would be nice to have someone who could fix stuff around the house and kill spiders and box elder bugs. Oh, and carry in the heavy groceries. Forget a husband. Maybe I just need a manservant. I bet. A loud honk interrupts my thoughts, and I realize that the light has turned green. Crap. I steer my car into a parking spot and shut off the engine. Tonight's date is a New Yorker named Yoav Birnbaum, and from casually stalking his Facebook profile and Instagram account, I know that he has short, cropped brown hair, a curly beard that reaches his neck, and turquoise glasses shaped like stop signs. I didn't find any scandalous pictures, although there was a surprising number of his mother, which was sweet. Or disturbing. I keep going back and forth on that one. But his job sounds interesting. My matchmaker, Mrs. Zylakovich, was vague as always, but she said Yoav is the guy everyone calls when there's been a homicide or other crime scene, which is perfect because I recently started watching Criminal Minds on Netflix, so at least I'll be able to talk shop with him, if nothing else. I push the lock button on my keypad and head toward the coffee shop. I used to think there's a soulmate for everyone, but it's been 10 long years of looking, and I'm starting to think that I must be the exception to the rule. A golden retriever that's leashed to a table outside the cafe perks up when she sees me. Her tail sweeps the ground in quick strokes as I bend down to scratch the fur behind her ears, and then she rolls over for a tummy rub. Maybe God was distracted the day he assigned soulmates and accidentally skipped me. Or maybe I was the distracted one, backstroking through the clouds and making dead people jokes and totally forgot to get in line. Yeah, that must have been it. With a resigned sigh, I give the dog one last scratch, then move toward the door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?